Welcome, everyone. So glad that you're here in worship with us this morning. I'm Pastor Kim Engelman.
Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this beautiful day. You are holy, Lord, and we are so grateful that we can be in your presence this morning and every day. We are amazed by your creation, and we are so thankful for your love and for your faithfulness to us. You show us your awesome power in so many different ways, Father, and we just want to praise your name over and over. Thank you so much for all the blessings you bestow on us, Lord. Thank you for our families and friends, for our jobs and our homes, for all the daily necessities that we take for granted. You are the great giver of life, Lord, and we thank you for everything you provide. Thank you for this church family, Father, for Pastor Kim and Nate and Matt and Sarah and Veronica, and for all that they mean to us and all that they bring to this church. This morning, Father, we offer special thanks for yesterday's beautiful wedding of Matt and Tracy, and we thank you for bringing them together and ask that you bless their new life together in many, many ways. Father, we confess that we are not always the people you would have us be. We are sometimes selfish, proud, mean, hurtful, oblivious, and sometimes just downright ugly to the people around us. Please forgive us, Lord, when we do things that separate ourselves from you and from those we love. As we take a moment to come to you with our silent personal confessions, please forgive us our transgressions. This morning, Father, we want to lift up some special requests to you. Please bless this congregation as we continue the process of deciding our denominational affiliation. This is a difficult time for many of us, Lord. We want to continue to serve you and worship you in the ways we have for many years, while at the same time staying true to our beliefs and values. Continue to help us through this process. Thank you so much, Lord, that we can celebrate 60 years of community and fellowship here at West Valley Presbyterian Church on this very day with our church picnic, and we ask that a good time be had by all. Bless the children who are leaving this afternoon with Sarah for a week at Westminster Woods. May you make yourself real to them during their week of fun and adventure and keep them all safe and healthy as well. Bless everyone in our congregation who is sick or recovering from surgery, everyone looking for new jobs or new homes. Be with Pastor Kim as she delivers her message to us this morning. We lift up our local politicians as well as the leaders of our nation and the leaders of all the countries around the world. Be with them as they make important decisions that affect us all. We lift up all our friends and family members who are traveling during these summer months, and we ask that you protect them while providing relaxing and restoring times of fun and discovery. Now, as our Savior taught us, let us pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Our scripture reading today is from Luke 8:42-48. As Jesus was on his way, the crowds almost crushed him, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years, but no one could heal her. She came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak, and immediately her bleeding stopped. "Who touched me?" Jesus asked. When they all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the people are crowding and pressing against you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me. I know that power has gone out from me." Then the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at his feet. In the presence of all the people, she told why she had touched him and how she had been instantly healed. Then he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace."
Just stay here 1 minute. This is Rosalie Banta. She's our seminary intern. So if you haven't met her, didn't she read the scripture well? We're glad that you're here, Rosalie. Thank you. Okay, so this morning as we anticipate the church picnic after the service, and again, all of you are invited to come, and as we celebrate together 60 years of fellowship and community here at West Valley, I wanted to speak to you this morning about the power of community and ultimately the power of the church. Now, just last weekend, we celebrated our nation's freedom on the 4th of July. And I came across something that happened on the 4th of July weekend in the year 2007 at Fenway Park, the city I was born in, Boston, that illustrates poignantly for me what the power of community is all about. In this, on this weekend, July 3rd, 2007, Fenway Park celebrated Disabilities Awareness Day. And there were many present at that ball game who had severe physical and mental challenges. One of these individuals had been selected to sing the national anthem. And he did okay at the beginning, but as he continued to sing, he became very nervous and had trouble holding it all together. Watch what happens.